had the opportunity to see The Butler, which I thought was just a fantastic movie. The Butler just had a lot of the same subject matter, of course, and the civil rights struggle, and just a wonderful movie. If you haven't seen that, please get out and do that. It is time now for a look at your weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It's 38 degrees right now. Sunshine today. High today in the middle 50s. Tonight, clear with a low in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Actually, pretty good weather here. Looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of about 38. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Remember, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. When outside experts said maybe North Korea didn't break into computers at Sony Pictures, government officials said, we know better. And that may have been the case. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
It appears the NSA managed to penetrate Pyongyang's computer systems as long ago as 2010. The New York Times says that is why President Obama was confident enough to directly accuse the North Korean government of the Sony hack, though U.S. computer experts say they were not able to spot that attack beforehand. A prominent defector who claimed to have been raised in a North Korean political prison has now retracted parts of his story, but human rights groups insist the U.N.'s recent findings, based on dozens of survivor accounts, remain valid. Frank?
Fighting broke out overnight near the presidential palace in Yemen in what may be an attempt by Shiite Muslim rebels to overthrow the pro-U.S. government, a key ally in the fight against al-Qaeda. Here at home, drivers in the Northeast could run into more dangerous black ice over the next few hours, government forecaster Patrick Burke.
They'll still want to be very careful as they're out and about, but it won't be nearly like what you saw yesterday.
When countless accidents left at least five people dead, the worst pileup took place on a glazed interstate highway outside Philadelphia involving dozens of vehicles.
I was kind of shaken up. It easily could have been me.
Oxfam, the British anti-poverty charity, says more than half the world's wealth will be controlled by just 1% of the population by next year. Spokeswoman Katie Wright calls the trend a threat not only to the poor, but to the world economy.
There's a growing consensus that extreme inequality is actually harming the durability and sustainability and robustness of economic growth itself.
A U.S. delegation is set to meet with Cuban officials in Havana. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
It's the highest level meeting since last month's breakthrough, and it could include Cuban President Raul Castro. Members of Congress, led by Senator Patrick Leahy, will talk with Cuban officials today about expanding trade and diplomatic ties. They'll suggest Cuba's actions will be key. The Cuban government's happy President Obama is loosening the trade embargo, but still insists Cuba will keep its one-party system and a tight control on its economy.
The Secret Service has stepped up security of Vice President Biden's Delaware home after someone in a passing car fired a volley of shots Saturday night. The defending champion Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl. They rallied to beat Green Bay for the NFC title with a 35-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kevin Harlan called it on Westwood One.
It's a touchdown! It's grabbed by Curse! Seattle has won!
New England crushed Indianapolis for the AFC Championship. One Patriots fan had a warning for Seattle.
I think we're going to run right through them. We're going to kick some butt.
Oscar-nominated American Sniper took the box office by storm over the weekend, raking in more than $90 million, a record for the month of January. On Wall Street, financial markets in this country will be closed for the King Day holiday. This is CBS News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
Not today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
One of this country's favorite foods is no favorite of health researchers. CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us why.
A new study warns that pizza shops like this one are serving up an extra large slice of the childhood obesity problem in America.
When children and teenagers eat pizza, they not only are getting extra calories, but they're getting an extra boost of unhealthy nutrients, saturated fat and salt.
George Washington University Dr. William Dietz says on any given day, 20% of kids eat pizza. This study in pediatrics calls for reduced consumption, healthier toppings, and smaller portions. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The nation's last freedom train, paying homage to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., will make its final journey today, traveling from San Jose to San Francisco a few hours from now. King's widow, Coretta Scott King, launched the Freedom Train program to commemorate his march from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery in 1965. Organizers say they're ending the ride because of declining ticket sales. Frank Sedapani, CBS News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Hello?
Hi, Eric. This is Terry from Farmers Insurance. Any changes regarding your home or car?
Well, I started carpooling with some friends from work.
No problem. With the extra people in the car, we want you to stay safe, so let me update your liability limits.
Perfect.
Until you close the gaps in your insurance, you could be living dangerously. To find out more, visit Farmers.com. We'll help you know the gaps and lose all the...
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, while it was completely overshadowed by the news of Tom Ross's impending departure on Friday, Governor Pat McCrory appeared at the Board of Governors meeting to pitch his idea of developing the research triangle into the third vertex of a national triangle. Former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee joined town employees at Hargraves Community Center on Friday and delivered the keynote address for the town's annual ceremony recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And there are many celebrations to be held across the nation today in our state and right here in our community to honor the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and to carry on his ideals. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carpenter traffic and weather together. NWCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina men's basketball team sped away from Virginia Tech last night to claim a comfortable 68-53 win. Carolina women also won, and...
the Packers must have kicked themselves all the way back to Green Bay.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
37 degrees, 707 WCHL in the morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Sunshine today, high today in the middle 50s. It's going to be really a nice day. Tonight, clear with a low in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow, another good day, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. No excuse whatsoever for not getting out and taking part in some of the Martin Luther King Jr. events today or doing some kind of community service. Many celebrations will be held across the country in North Carolina and right here in our community to honor the legacy. In Chapel Hill today, a rally, march, and worship service is sponsored by the Chapel Hill Carborough and UNC chapters of the NAACP. That rally begins at 9 o'clock this morning, a little less than 2 hours from now, at the Franklin Street Post Office downtown. The march is down Franklin Street, ending at First Baptist Church for an 11 a.m. worship service. There will also
be choir performances and a brief ceremony honoring those who have served in the military. Also today in Hillsborough, the Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative March on Churton Street begins at 9 a.m., the same time as the other march at the historic Orange County Courthouse. There will be a stop at Dickerson Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church, and the march will end with a service at Mount Bright Baptist Church. We'll have a full report from both of those marches, the one in Chapel Hill and the one in Hillsborough, today on WCHL. Former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee joined town employees at Hargraves Community Center last Friday and delivered the keynote address for the town's annual ceremony recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You can't talk about civil rights here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community without mentioning Howard Lee. This was the 17th year of what has become an annual tradition for town staff. It started out with the Public Works Department, but has grown to include all departments. Howard Lee was a major figure in the fight for civil rights here in Chapel Hill. After moving here in 1964, he and his wife Lillian Lee encountered a good bit of racism and harassment when trying to buy a home, an experience that spurred Howard to enter politics. He had lots of help, of course. A lot of people contributed to his campaign. It all culminated in 1969 when he was elected mayor, not only the first African-American mayor in Chapel Hill's history, but the first black mayor in a majority white southern town since Reconstruction. Howard Lee ultimately served three terms as mayor of Chapel Hill, later served as the state senator, chair of the state board of education, and he still is doing a lot of things in our community and in our state. Duke University Chapel honored the late Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on Sunday with its annual service. This year, the keynote speaker was North Carolina's most prominent living civil rights activist in King's tradition. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
The Reverend William Barber entered Duke Chapel dancing before addressing a packed audience on Sunday afternoon. And how could he not dance just a little bit as he passed through a joyful routine by the Collage Dance Company? When it was his turn behind the podium to deliver the keynote address for the annual celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, he assured the audience that the work King started back in the 1960s is still ongoing right here in North Carolina.
The Forward Together movement is no ways tired. When we left Raleigh, we've been moving all over the state.
Barber is president of the North Carolina NAACP, which has the biggest membership in the South and the second largest in the U.S. During his 1 hour, 8 minute speech, he listed a number of reasons that organization is so active here, as well as the Forward Together movement of the Moral Monday protest at the state legislature.
In North Carolina, over 1.6 million people live in poverty, and that's just using the limited poverty standard and not the living wage standard, and 600,000 of them are children.
Those Moral Monday protests in Raleigh are set to resume on January 28th. Barber also criticized the refusal of the Republican governor and legislative leadership so far to expand Medicaid in the state. And he compared some of the insults directed at President Obama to the coded race language used by politicians during the old Southern strategy days. When Barber mentioned the term food stamp president in particular, many in the audience groaned. Barber was preceded at the podium by Duke University Hospital President Kevin Sowers, Durham Mayor Bill Bell, and Duke University President Richard H. Broadhead. There were tributes paid throughout to the late scholar and activist John Hope Franklin, who would have turned 100 years old on January 2nd. Broadhead mentioned that Franklin researched his book, From Slavery to Freedom, at Duke University Library during a time when racial barriers prevented him from joining the faculty. There was a reference to the recent controversy regarding a plan called a Muslim prayer from Duke's Chapel Tower, which was canceled after threats. Ali Butwala, a representative of the Muslim Student Association, and Rachel Fraud, a representative of the Jewish Student Union, lit a candle for peace, hope, and justice together. Butwala said that, quote, hate cannot be put out by hate. Only love can do that. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And now just a portion of perhaps the greatest speech ever in America.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners? Will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. One day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it
again. That's just a portion of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. That's what it's all about. That's today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A day for community service, activism, and all kinds of community celebrations, not only here in our local community, but across North Carolina and across the country. WCHL News Time is 7:14. I'm now for traffic and weather together, and here with your morning traffic, brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers, is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. We do have a crash to watch for, Farrington Mill Road at Barbie Chapel Road. Otherwise, no problems on 54 East as you approach I-40, and 40 eastbound still looks good from 15501 through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call, 967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Just a fantastic job on that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Traffic probably a little lighter today than normally because it's a holiday, and a lot of folks have the day off and won't be going in their regular routines. So,
yeah, which is good news if you're heading out and need to get somewhere fast.
Exactly. Yeah. And glad, I was glad to see you here when I got here this morning.
Oh, thank you as always. So great to see you as well.
I'm not the only one who had to get up at dark 30.
Nope. No, you're not.
We'll talk to you again in just a little while here.
Okay.
Grimble Jewelers has your engagement ring. You've been thinking about popping the question? Well, you need to go talk to Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Now, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 38 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine today. High today about 55. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with a low 35. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Just a little bit warmer, but not much. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. 7:16 WCHL. In other news this morning, UNC System President Tom Ross is on the way out, as everybody certainly knows by now. WCHL's Blake Hodge has a wrap-up of what happened on Friday.
The decision was announced on Friday that Ross would be transitioning out of his role effective January 3rd, 2016, or when his successor was in place, whichever is later. At a press conference with President Ross and Board Chairman John Fenerbresk, it was very clear that the timeline that the board had in mind for a transition was very different than the timeline Ross had planned. The chairman did praise the job Ross had done leading the UNC system.
This board believes Tom Ross has been a wonderful president. Fantastic work ethic, perfect integrity, worked well with our board.
Chairman Fenerbresk adds that age was not a factor in the decision to transition out of the presidency of Tom Ross, and Ross says he was always transparent with his desire to work past the age of 65.
When I came here, I made it clear that I wasn't going to be ready to stop working at age 65, and I'm not ready to stop working at age 65. So I don't know how much longer, but I wasn't planning on leaving in the near future.
The chairman says that they will hire a search firm to assist in finding Ross's successor, and Ross will be involved in that process. Reaction rolled in quickly following the news from local political influences and UNC officials. Fourth District Congressman David Price told WCHL that he was very disappointed in the news.
It blindsided me. I was shocked and really distressed by this news. Tom is a personal friend. I've known him for a long time, and I just have the highest regard for work he's done. Just exemplary leadership here for the university system during a very difficult time. I was looking forward to his still being at the helm to take us through the challenges that remain. So it's shocking news and troubling as far as I'm concerned.
Hodding Carter is a public policy professor at UNC. He says that he believes President Ross hit a breaking point with the Board of Governors.
I think it's about as sad a day as you would want for this university system. Tom Ross, as we all know, is a man of tremendous honor, integrity, intelligence. He took this job because he thought that he could bring value to it. He has tried to do that. He has encountered what turns out to be the impossible mission. When you're dealing with people who are intent on taking as much territory as they can, trying to compromise with them almost inevitably leads to demands for more.
Lowry Caudle is the chair of the UNC Board of Trustees, and he gave a statement to WCHL, quote, "The legacy of Tom Ross will be one of service to the citizens of North Carolina and, of course, to the university. Our board appreciates his support for UNC Chapel Hill, and we wish him well in all his future endeavors," end quote. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt, whose hiring was very much influenced by President Ross, also gave WCHL a statement, reading in part, "I want to take this opportunity to thank President Ross for his leadership, dedication, and service to the entire university, and especially the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. From my very first days as a new chancellor, I have been inspired by President Ross's belief in and support for the students, faculty, and staff in Chapel Hill and throughout the UNC system." And you can read the entire quote from Congressman David Price, Board of Trustees Chairman Caudle, and from Chancellor Folt on our website, chapelboro.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCH.
As they said, Tom Ross did a wonderful job as UNC system president, but he will no longer be serving as president, and that could be as early as a year from now. 7:20 at WCHL, and time now to turn to WCHL Championship Sports. The number 15-ranked North Carolina men's basketball team sped away from Virginia Tech on Sunday night in the Smith Center, claiming a comfortable 68-53 win, and with it, improved to 14-4 overall, 3-1 in ACC play. But for Roy Williams and the Tar Heels, there's still plenty of work to do. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
The result of the contest was never really in doubt, but despite an overmatched opponent, the Tar Heels struggled to force the tempo at times and didn't look sharp for lengthy stretches. UNC head coach Roy Williams says the Tar Heels were searching for their comfort zone all night in an odd game that included multiple referee corrections and stoppages of play for bleeding.
Well, it was a weird game. Stoppages, wrong shooters, all this kind of stuff, so it took forever to play the game, but I congratulate Virginia Tech, and they controlled the tempo, the style of the game, everything.
Despite the win, the post-game locker room was by no means full of smiles. The Tar Heels continued to struggle from the foul line, but the biggest issue for Coach Williams was the 17 turnovers.
JP and Marcus both turned it over way, way too much, just like the rest of our team did. 17 turnovers is not something good. But again, congratulate Virginia Tech's defense. They played in a frenzy and put us in positions to make turnovers, and we obliged and made some turnovers.
Coach Williams was so disturbed by the sloppiness that he's now holding a practice Monday night. The Tar Heels were previously scheduled to have the day off. You can bet the practices this week will include lots of running. Coach Williams says the Tar Heels must do a better job of pushing the pace going forward.
Well, it is a challenge, but I mean, they're good players too, and I want to play, but we're not playing anywhere near as fast as I want us to play. So, I mean, I think we're playing very average pace, and I'd like us to play faster for sure, but it is a challenge because the other team's well coached.
Freshman Justin Jackson led the UNC scoring charge with 16 points, while junior Adam Smith had a team-high 11 point contribution for the Hokies. Jackson, who also snagged a season-high 7 rebounds, says he's feeling more and more confident, but going against teams that like to slow it down, he agrees with his Hall of Fame coach. The Tar Heels have room to improve.
You know, it's hard against a team like that. The way they play, their offense, it's a lot of half-court offense. So it's not really much up and down whenever it comes to them having the ball. So, you know, we kind of have to create our own tempo, which is difficult, but I think just getting stops, getting rebounds, and going with it, I think is the biggest thing.
Junior Bryce Johnson says his teammates need to guard against playing down to the level of their competition, especially with matchups with the top crust of the ACC in mind.
I mean, it's kind of a sloppy game for us, and we can't keep playing like that because, I mean, there are better teams. I mean, there are a good team in the ACC. But we're going to have bigger and better games than this one. I mean, we can't play that way.
On a positive note for UNC, the contest afforded Coach Williams ample time to work his entire bench into the game, giving guys like Joel James and Jackson Simmons meaningful minutes. And at the end of the day, Coach Williams says a win is still a win, despite how it may have looked.
Bottom line is we got to win. Sometimes you got to win some ugly to have a really good year, and that was an ugly win.
The next chance for the Tar Heels to clean up their act comes in a midweek test at Joel Coliseum, where they'll face the Wake Forest Demon Deacons Wednesday at 7 p.m. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC women also got a win yesterday. Jessica Washington's career-high 20 points lifted number 12 UNC past Clemson on the road at Little John Coliseum. It was 78-56. Tar Heels are now 16-3, 3-2 in conference matchups. With that loss, the Tigers dropped to 1-5 of the ACC. They are 9-10 overall. Carolina head coach Sylvia Hatchell got a lot out of her reserves yesterday. Tar Heel bench had 41 points yesterday, and Tar Heels ran up a big lead at halftime, 45-24, and were able to coast the rest of the way. So good win for the Carolina women yesterday as well. So two victories for the Tar Heel basketball teams yesterday. In the NFL yesterday, a lot of exciting football. Seattle Seahawks are going to their second straight Super Bowl after rallying to beat the Green Bay Packers 28-22 in overtime. Kind of an unbelievable game. Russell Wilson connected with Jermaine Kearse for a 35-yard touchdown at 3:19 of overtime to cap an exciting finish in the NFC Championship game. Marshawn Lynch ran for 157 yards and a touchdown for the Seahawks, who set an NFL Conference Championship game record by rallying from a 16-point halftime deficit. And Tom Brady is going to the Super Bowl for the sixth time after he threw for 226 yards and three touchdowns in New England's 45-7 pounding of Indianapolis in the AFC title game. LeGarrette Blount ran for three scores while amassing 148 yards on 30 carries, helping the Patriots reach the title game for the first time in three seasons. What a win yesterday for the Patriots. So it will be the Patriots and the Seahawks in the Super Bowl on February 1st, 2 weeks away. And what a game that's going to be. Art will have more on that coming up in just a moment on the Packers and the Seahawks anyway. It's 726 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Packers must have kicked themselves all the way back to Green Bay. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson was in tears after his team's dramatic win over Green Bay in the NFC Championship game Sunday, thanking God repeatedly for the opportunity to play in a second straight Super Bowl. Wilson also forgot to thank the Packers, who are still wondering how they lost a 12-point lead late in the fourth quarter, kicked the tying field goal when it should have been the winning field goal, and then lost in overtime by letting two Seahawk receivers get behind them in single coverage. It had to be the most bizarre comeback in the history of the NFL playoffs, but the Packers are to blame for ironically playing both brilliantly and too conservatively. They settled for two field goals in the first quarter while driving to the shadow of the Seahawks' goal line when they knew points were at a premium against the Seattle defense in the loudest stadium in football. And then they fumbled away the onside kick that led to their first deficit of the game, which became 3 points when they let Wilson's Hail Mary two-point pass be caught when the Pack had two defenders standing right there. You can watch football for a long time and never see an ending quite like that one. And in overtime, the only way the Packers don't get the ball and have a chance to win the game is by letting Seattle score a touchdown. And they did on two long passes by Wilson behind single coverage. It was a collapse they will be regretting around Green Bay for a long, long time. Almost everything had to go right for the Seahawks, who could not even score until the middle of the third quarter, and that was on a fake field goal that caught the Packers napping. Still with a 9-point and then a 12-point lead as time was running out, the Seahawks had to make every play and the Packers had to make every mistake to reverse an outcome that never looked in doubt for 3.5 quarters. It sends Seattle to Super Bowl 49 against the Patriots, who embarrassed the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC Championship game, and sets up a classic confrontation between Tom Brady's multidimensional offense and the best defense in the NFL. The game isn't until February 1st, but the Packers will be spending every day between now and then in shock and disbelief that they aren't playing in it. This is our chance, Pete. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Stanley Martin Homes.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design. And Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground. And Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore or go to stanleymartin.com.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
The job market can be tough. It's time to show the business world that you're tougher. Durham Tech can help you build your resume with skills designed for the global economy. You'll learn what works in areas from healthcare, computer science, and foreign languages to biotechnology, construction, and real estate. Classes are taught throughout Durham and Orange counties, many in the evenings and on weekends. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more and get ready to do great things.
It's 7:30. Monday, January 19th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hope you'll get out and pay tribute to his life and legacy sometime today by participating in one of the ceremonies going around or some kind of community service. Our weather looks like this, 38 degrees, sunshine today, high today about 55. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with a low in the middle 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Looking ahead a little bit, tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. And then on Wednesday, a partly cloudy day with a high in the low 50s. So kind of moderate weather for the next 3 days.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. So what group was behind the hacking of Sony Pictures computers? Let's check in live with correspondent Vicki Barker.
The U.S. was quick to blame Pyongyang when Sony was hacked, and today we have a better idea why. The New York Times reports the National Security Agency was hacking into North Korea's computer systems as long ago as 2010. That is apparently why President Obama took the unprecedented step of blaming a sovereign government for a hack attack. Still, the U.S. hackers failed to spot the Sony attack beforehand, even though they knew Pyongyang considered the upcoming film The Interview to be an act of war.
Vicki, despite these tensions, there is still contact between the U.S. and North Korea.
Yes, a delegation of U.S. academics and former senior officials just held 2 days of informal talks with North Korea's top nuclear envoy. They've urged the resumption of official nuclear talks. The North Korean diplomat said Washington and South Korea need to stop holding annual military drills first. Dave.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 WCHL, we had 37 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. A myriad of celebrations to be held across the country, all over North Carolina, and in our community today, honoring the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In Chapel Hill today, a rally, march, and worship service is sponsored by the Chapel Hill Carboro and UNC chapters of the NAACP. The rally begins at 9 a.m. at the Franklin Street Street Post Office there at Justice Plaza. The march will go down Franklin Street, ending at First Baptist Church for an 11 a.m. worship service. There will also be choir performances and a brief ceremony honoring those who have served in the military. Also today in Hillsboro at the same time, the Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative March on Churton Street begins at 9 o'clock at the historic Orange County Courthouse. In Hillsboro, there will be a stop at Dickerson Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church. The march will end with a service at Mount Bright Baptist Church. We'll have a full report from both those marches later today on WCHL. You can't talk about civil rights in Chapel Hill without mentioning Howard Lee. Former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee joined town employees at Hargraves Community Center on Friday and delivered the keynote address for the town's annual ceremony recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. This was the 17th year of what has become an annual tradition for town staff. It started with the Public Works Department, but then expanded to include all town departments. Howard Lee was a major figure in the fight for civil rights here in Chapel Hill. After moving here in 1964, he and his wife Lillian encountered racism and harassment when trying to buy a home, an experience that spurred Howard to enter politics. Of course, he had a lot of help, a lot of support. It all culminated in 1969 when Howard Lee was elected mayor, not only the first African-American mayor in Chapel Hill's history, but the first black mayor in a majority white southern town since Reconstruction. Howard Lee ultimately served three terms as mayor of Chapel Hill and later served as a state senator and chair of the State Board of Education. Howard Lee has done a lot of other public service jobs and a lot of other things in Chapel Hill and North Carolina, and is still very active today in a good deal of activities. Duke University Chapel honored the late Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and his legacy on Sunday with its annual service. This year, the keynote speaker was North Carolina's most prominent living rights activist, living civil rights activist in King's tradition, Reverend William Barber. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there yesterday.
The Reverend William Barber entered Duke Chapel dancing before addressing a packed audience on Sunday afternoon. And how could he not dance just a little bit as he passed through a joyful routine by the Collage Dance Company? When it was his turn behind the podium to deliver the keynote address for the annual celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, he assured the audience that the work King started back in the 1960s is still ongoing right here in North Carolina.
The Forward Together movement is no ways tired. When we left Raleigh, we've been moving all over the state.
Barber is president of the North Carolina NAACP, which has the biggest membership in the South and the second largest in the U.S. During his 1 hour, 8 minute speech, he listed a number of reasons that organization is so active here, as well as the Forward Together movement of the Moral Monday protest at the state legislature.
In North Carolina, over 1.6 million people live in poverty, and that's just using the limited poverty standard and not the living wage standard, and 600,000 of them are children.
Those Moral Monday protests in Raleigh are set to resume on January 28th. Barber also criticized the refusal of the Republican governor and legislative leadership so far to expand Medicaid in the state. And he compared some of the insults directed at President Obama to the coded race language used by politicians during the old Southern strategy days. When Barber mentioned the term food stamp president in particular, many in the audience groaned. Barber was preceded at the podium by Duke University Hospital President Kevin Sowers, Durham Mayor Bill Bell, and Duke University President Richard H. Broadhead. There were tributes paid throughout to the late scholar and activist John Hope Franklin, who would have turned 100 years old on January 2nd. Broadhead mentioned that Franklin researched his book, From Slavery to Freedom, at Duke University Library during a time when racial barriers prevented him from joining the faculty. There was a reference to the recent controversy regarding a plan called a Muslim prayer from Duke's Chapel Tower, which was canceled after threats. Ali Butwala, a representative of the Muslim Student Association, and Rachel Fraud, a representative of the Jewish Student Union, lit a candle for peace, hope, and justice together. Butwala said that, quote, hate cannot be put out by hate. Only love can do that. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:37. While it was overshadowed by the news of Tom Ross's impending departure, Governor Pat McCrory appeared at the UNC Board of Governors meeting last week, pitching his idea of developing the research triangle into the third vertex of a national triangle. The governor, who was just off of a trip to Europe where he was selling North Carolina, that's a quote from the governor, he says that something is missing from the formula at this point in our state.
When I became governor, I also looked back at my career as a mayor. And one lesson I learned as a mayor during my 14 years as mayor of Charlotte, and I immediately saw it as governor, is that if we're going to be competitive for new jobs in North Carolina, we're going to have to increase the amount of venture capital coming into North Carolina.
Governor McCrory says North Carolina has the resources and the potential to fill out the corners of a national triangle of innovation and entrepreneurship.
My goal for North Carolina and our goal for North Carolina based upon our research is we have the Silicon Valley, which is in a different stratosphere. And then there's Boston area. Of course, you've got Harvard and MIT. I want North Carolina to be the third vertex of that national innovation triangle.
The governor and his team working on the project pitched ideas to the Board of Governors of how to make this plan come through. The plan involved a set of recommendations that would make a larger amount of money available to entrepreneurs throughout the Tar Heel State. The governor emphasized that it was time to take the research that's being done throughout the public and private universities in our state and turn that research into development and innovative ideas for economic growth. WCHL News Time is 7:39, and here we are on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And Nikki Morse is here today. A lot of activities going on, and we will have people at both those marches taking place today.
Absolutely.
The one in Chapel Hill and the one in Hillsborough as well. And we'll report back to everybody for the folks who can't make it, but there will be so many people involved in those activities today as well, both in with church services.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty important day. What's happening with you?
Well, we've got a lot going on chapelboro.com, as always, and I was taking a look at the website this morning and all the things that we've got going on. Like Jeff Danner, for instance, he's got a column reviewing the science of the polar vortex and why the behavior of the polar vortex reminds him of quantum physics, which, you know, it did the same for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it did.
It really did. And I'd go, I'd pontificate on that a little bit more if I could, but I can't, so I won't.
But you don't have time. You know, just the other day, Jeff Danner had a birthday.
Did he?
Yes. It was his birthday. I forget which day. It was like Friday or Saturday, or maybe it was yesterday. But
one of those days.
It reminded me of the polar vortex.
Did it?
You know, and quantum physics. You know, I really just focused on that for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I remember you were slightly distracted when we were at University Mall.
Yeah, all these scientific formulas were running through my head. Einsteinian thought.
Yeah, Einsteinian.
I'm just messing around here.
Oh, yeah, making up words. That's great.
But he's pretty smart guy.
Yeah,
to say the least.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Avery Trendle gives you five reasons behind Roy's hate for state.
Oh.
Which, yeah, I didn't realize there were so many reasons, but yeah. Take that in for a little
bit. Oh, I'm sure we could count a lot higher than that.
Probably. Got a couple of articles on UNC President Tom Ross's ousting. So, a lot of information there. And Susan Murray took a bunch of pictures at University Mall for their sidewalk sale over the weekend, which we were, which we attended.
Is that gallery up already?
It is.
Wow.
She's so quick. And she was also at the Business After Hours event at Top of the Hill. So if you were there, you might have a picture up on the website. So check it out, chapelburr.com.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Susan Murray and that photography team that we have at WCHL in Chapelburr, really something else.
They're on
it. Big time freaking team.
Yeah, they are.
Wow, aren't
they?
Work
together really well, don't they, Coach?
It's a big time freaking team.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Thank you. You too.
Coming up next, today's commentary, which may be disturbing to some UNC folks, from Lou Margolis.
He has an opinion, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very strong opinions. Mm-hmm. You will hear from him. Also, it has to do with Roy. So everybody listen to that. That's coming up just a couple of minutes here on WCHL.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carborough, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
37 degrees in Chapel Hill, 36 this morning in Carborough, probably as low as we're going to go. This is WCHL. It's 744.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. In the wake of the Weinstein report, should Coach Roy Williams resign? We know from the report that there were 167 enrollments in fake classes by basketball players under his watch. Further, academic counselor Wayne Walden acknowledged knowing about the paper classes, including that Crowder was doing at least some of the grading. In the words of the report, Walden, quote, could not recall, unquote, informing Coach Williams about this fraud, and Coach Williams has claimed that he never learned that there were questions about the integrity of the courses. Elsewhere, Williams has asserted that, quote, he constantly preaches that their number one responsibility as coaches and counselors is to make sure that their players get a good education, unquote. In the university, a major responsibility is the education of students. Williams admits as much. A responsible educator would not leave untested the assumptions that Williams appears to have made about the educational pathways of his players. Regardless of the reasons that students visit my faculty office, for example, the conversation invariably turns to questions like, how are your courses going? Are you getting what you expected? Are you reaching your learning goals? Williams has said that he was concerned about the appearance of clustering in majors like African and Afro-American studies and expressed his concern to his assistants. Some may argue that this expression of concern demonstrates leadership. However, as a coach instead of an educator, he clearly benefited from any efforts that undermined legitimate eligibility. As an educational leader, he should have pursued his concerns regardless of the consequences for eligibility. From an organizational perspective, basketball is simply not complicated enough to justify delegation of educational oversight. At any given time, there are only 15 or so players. The delegation of responsibility on what is admittedly the top priority, that is, get a good education, seems neither reasonable nor acceptable. I'm not suggesting that Coach Williams accompany the course monitors who assure that players are attending class, or at least the classes that truly meet. I am arguing that if his first obligation to his players is that they get a good education, he should be intensely curious about their educational activities, not just delegate this to others. I'd like to close with parts of a quote from Dean Smith about leadership. It's accurate to say that the most effective leaders have understanding that whether they like it or not, they lead by example and the ability to honor their commitments, admit their mistakes, and take responsibility for their failures. Coach Williams has set a bad example and presided over a system that failed to honor its commitments to his students. He should admit his mistakes, take responsibility for this failure of leadership, and step down. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio and the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, January 17th, 10 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina Family Medicine Center, 590 Manning Drive in Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with a counselor. Call 919-545-3440 for details. The number again is 919-545-3440.
Paws Forever offers a unique, integrated approach to animal welfare, providing services for animals and their people at each stage of life. Programs range from rescue and adoption to education and training, and now to legacy care, a unique service that allows pet owners to plan ahead for the care of their beloved dogs and cats. Learn more about Paws Forever programs, animals, volunteer opportunities, and ways to donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about animals in our community.
It's 7:48 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Ladies and gentlemen, this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. And Nikki Morris is on the edge of her chair to tell you about some things.
I always sit at the edge of my seat. I don't know why. It's really uncomfortable.
You just look like you're anxious. You know, anxious about one thing or another.
I am, always.
What's happening in the roadways out there?
We have a crash clearing Farrington Mill Road at Barbie Chapel Road. So just be aware of that if that's your normal route. 15501. Problem-free, though, between Franklin Street and Garrett, and 40 eastbound still looks good from 15501 through the airport exits if you have an early morning flight. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Hey, thanks very much. And Nikki has the clean joke of the day coming up in just a moment here. And trying to make sure if we have Wayne Pond. I don't know if we have Wayne Pond today or not, but I think that's Wayne trying to call in right now. Wayne, is that you there, buddy?
Hey, hey. It is I.
All right, hang on a second. I just want to make sure you were there. Make sure that was you.
Okay.
All right. The traffic has been brought to you by the Carolina Inn, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, to be exact. One of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather forecast, presented by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. It is going to be a nice day today, 38 degrees right now, sunny skies, high today, middle 50s. Tonight, clear with a low of 35, and then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Love this kind of weather. Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center, Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. It happens at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. It is 7:51 WCHL. Glad to have you along this morning, and it's time now for a little cultural enrichment. Say the word, you'll be free. Work on your vocabulary. Say the word, be like me. With Wayne Pond. Dr. Pond, how are you this morning?
Just tickled pink.
Oh.
I love it.
I've been thinking all
having a pleasant morning. Things are a little slower than usual.
Yeah, I've been thinking all weekend how much I was looking forward to talking to you on Monday.
Well, good for you, Ron. Same here. Hey, Nikki, is he behaving?
No, never.
Never. All right.
That depends on your definition
of
behaving.
The word of the day. Listen, you know, we got a lot of talk amongst many of our sort of pinheaded politicians about aliens and foreigners and xenophobia and lock them out and lock them up and all of that.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel.
I'm sorry?
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, I thought we'd take part of that word and see if we can follow a more positive track here. which, long story short, leads us to the word of the day.
Okay.
Inalienable. Inalienable.
Inalienable.
It's a mouthful. Let me spell it for you. I-N-A, let me get my eyes on it here, A-L-I-E-N-A-B-L-E. I-N-A-L-I-E-N-A-B-L-E. Inalienable. Now, this is a variation on the word unalienable, which appears in the Constitution of the United States. And it's all about those rights and privileges, et cetera, that cannot be alienated.
Yeah, I was going to say inalienable rights.
Here we're going to get to Martin Luther King's doorstep.
Yeah.
And honor the man and everything that he stood for, particularly in terms of unalienable or inalienable rights. So there's my speech, Ron. What do you think?
I think it's good. You always hear inalienable with rights right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
right.
The only time I can remember hearing that word when it's inalienable rights.
Yeah, can't take them away, can't surrender them,
yeah.
Can't give them up, and can't transfer them. And I suppose that's the way God in her wisdom created things to be that way, right?
Absolutely.
Nikki smiled when you said in her wisdom.
I've
heard you say it many times before. It didn't faze me. I said, I've heard you say it many times before. It didn't faze me, but Nikki was surprised.
All right.
Good
well,
stuff.
There's your word of the day.
Good
inalienable. I-N-A-L-I-E-N-A-B-L-E. That which is incapable of being alienated, surrendered, or transferred. So, brothers and sisters, that's the sermon of the day.
All right. It's a pretty good one. Thank you. Wayne?
All right, talk to you in the morning. Be good. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you every single day, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the word of the day with Wayne Pond.
Say the word, you'll be free.
Yeah, say the word and...
Say the word and be like me.
People will think you're smart.
Which is the whole point, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's good for me, I guess. You know, some people may think I'm smart.
Really?
Well, I said may. Thanks for all your confidence.
You know, I'm here for you.
So that's an ego boost. Coming up on 7:55 at WCHL, and the word of the day is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it. You can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Ladies and gentlemen, time now for the clean joke of the day. And here once again is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. An old man went to the doctor complaining that his wife could barely hear. The doctor suggested a test to find the extent of the problem. So stand behind her and ask her a question and then slowly move up and see how far away you are when she first responds. The old man, excited to finally be working on a solution for the problem, he runs home and sees his wife preparing dinner. Honey, standing about 20 feet away, what's for dinner? After receiving no response, he tried it again 15 feet away, and again, no response. Then again at 10 feet away, and again, no response. Finally, he was 5 feet away. Honey, what's for dinner? She replies, for the fourth time, it's lasagna.
Boy, yeah. That joke would be funnier if I couldn't identify with it so closely. I've actually heard that joke before, and I knew what was coming, but it's still hilarious. Thank
what?
You so much. What'd you say? All right. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. 7:56 WCHL.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Are you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The Academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds two annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Hey, listen, today is a good day to get out and participate in one of the Martin Luther King Jr. celebrations. There is a big march in